Hello and welcome to this podcast. We are students of Anglistik at the University of Stuttgart and participate in the Master of Arts and Bachelor of Arts Anglistik Mentoring Program. In this program, we explore unknown offerings at the University of Stuttgart. And instead of focusing on a program, we decided to get to know an important person when it comes to studying Anglistik, and we are sure you might already have heard of him. Because as a student majoring or minoring in Anglistik or studying English to become a teacher, at times we all struggle with the matriculation process, the registration for courses or for exams. And sometimes we just can't figure out how to do those things correctly. In these cases, there's one person you can ask all of your questions: our Studiengangs manager, Dr. Thomas Wegenbauer. He's not only doing an amazing job, but also has so many interesting facts and stories to tell. We really enjoyed interviewing him and getting tips on travel destinations, insights about his years in the US, and funny facts like that he will never understand the baseball slang in America, and many more interesting facts.
So, we first started conducting interviews of our fellow students and asking them general questions about the registration for exams and also for the courses. And now we immediately have our first interview. She's a second semester student of Anglistics, and my first question would be, did you have any problems with registering for courses when you first started our university?
Yeah, especially in the first semester, it was pretty hard to understand where to sign up for what with all those different platforms. And without asking, no one would really explain to us how things were working out, whether it was like students or professors.
So, my second question would be, if you were ever confused or struggling with the registration for the exams?
Actually, there was also a bit of a problem, because at the beginning, I mean, at least someone from the higher semester helped us, but there was always a little bit of confusion, because some courses could not be credited or registrations were not available.
Now we have a sixth semester student here, and my first question again would be, did you ever had any problems with the registration for the courses, especially at the beginning when you maybe started at our university?
At first, the servers were always down for the last, I don't know, maybe five semesters, but by now they've gotten the hang of it and it works just fine.
And my second question now would be, if you were ever struggling or confused with the registration for the exams?
No, I thought the exam registration was pretty straightforward and never had any issues.
And lastly, we have another interview of a fellow student that one of my group members conducted, and she briefly tells us about her experiences.
In the beginning, I definitely struggled with all the organizational stuff, especially the registration for exams and for courses was very difficult for me. But I think once you get it and you understand it it's quite easy. And I think in the beginning it's normal if you have problems with Campus or Elias. But for me it helped to grab a friend, maybe also someone from an older semester who just already knows everything, and then you can go through it all together to find it out and understand it.
His story of becoming the Studiengangs manager is very peculiar. Dr. Wegenbauer started working at the University of Stuttgart in 2010 after losing his professorship due to the fact that the private institution he was working for went broke. At first, he was a part-time Studiengangs manager at our university, and eventually it became his full-time job. He has to do a lot of desk job, but Dr. Wegenbauer enjoys working with people. According to him, it is a fairly pleasant job. As a Studiengangs manager, students who recently applied for English and American Studies or Linguistics at the University of Stuttgart, or even before applying, may approach him for the pre-program. Dr. Wegenbauer also partakes at the Propedeutica, not only the one related to the humanities, to talk about technicalities, but he also suggests that students have to look at their respective documents before it is too late. He states that it is almost dangerous not having a look at them. It is also important to talk to him before going to the Studiensekretariat or the Prüfungsamt. He does know some smarter ways to solve problems, since they are very legalistic and the official proofs might take a long time. All the curricular administrative matters are taken care of by him.
Now, surprisingly, Dr. Wagenbauer does speak a variety of languages. Obviously, English and German are among them, and further, he speaks advanced Italian, and his French is also not that bad. He will understand Spanish and Portuguese as they are related to French and English in some way, and he speaks Greek, as well as he traveled a lot to Greece, and he learned a bit of the Serbo-Croatian languages. Well, I hope I did not forget any language he's able to speak, as, well, there are many of them. When it comes to traveling, he spends a lot of his free time in Italy, especially in his past. He traveled a lot to Greece while he was at the university, and he even said that he was a shepherd as well at some time. He really liked the people living in Greece and the Greek landscape. Now, the sad part is, especially as a German native speaker, that nearly every village in Greece has had a massacre due to the German National Socialism in the post-century. His most adventurous travel trips were to Honduras or El Salvador in 1988. Furthermore, he spent 6 years in the American Northwest, and he was pretty often outdoor on the way. He even thought about becoming a mountain guide, but you do not have a Kulturlandschaft in the US, which he, well, misses a lot there. For a while, he was in African countries as well, so he traveled nearly all around the world.
And after all his exciting travels and jobs, for example, like being a war reporter in the late 80s in Honduras, he arrived in Stuttgart. I mean, we all know that you don't need a master's degree in architecture to know that Stuttgart won't win a prize for the prettiest city in Germany or Baden-Württemberg. But still, Dr. Wegenbauer found a few nice places in Stuttgart. Originally, he is from Tübingen, so it's kind of in his blood to not be the biggest fan of Stuttgart. But as he calls it, there are quite a few oases in Stuttgart, of which he told us about. Next to our lovely university campus and its park, one oasis he warmly recommended to us is the Tea House. It's a really beautiful spot with a great view in the city of Stuttgart, and it's a wonderful spot, as he says, for any time of the day. So, after this interesting interview we have with him and the information we just told you, especially in the beginning, we would just summarize it by saying Dr. Wegenbauer, as our Studiengangs manager, is the person you have to approach if you have any kind of problem. So don't be scared to ask him. Don't be scared to talk to him. Try to chat with him also a bit. As I said, he has a lot of interesting stories. And yes, we would highly recommend to just ask him if you have any problem.